Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Researchers at Middle Tennessee State University are studying an endangered plant in a secret location. We're talking about wild ginseng, which is prized for its medicinal properties, highly regulated when it comes to cultivation, and not easy to find. But Steve Harouche of WPLN's podcast This Is Nashville met up with plant scientist Ethan Swigert in the hunt for wild ginseng.
There's kind of a legend about ginseng that it shows itself to you. And if you're not ready, you won't find it. And so we had known about this patch, and we went and found it. And then one of our colleagues wanted to see it, and he spent about 3 hours, got lost back in here, and never found it. So the joke was like, well, you weren't ready.
For what it's worth, I feel ready. As we get deeper into the woods, Ethan points out the trees along the way, mostly pine and other evergreens. The ground is rocky. So Ethan says we're not likely to find ginseng here. But then something catches his eye, and it definitely looks like ginseng, at least to me. False alarm.
So this is Virginia creeper here. It's a native vine. And people always will say, oh man, I've got like 5 acres of ginseng. And I'm like, no, you don't. 5 acres of ginseng, you're sitting on like $1 million. No way.
Virginia creeper is not worth anything. But if you've got wild ginseng on your property, now that's a different story.
Yeah, watch your ankles.
There are boulders everywhere, but soon the landscape begins to change. Less rocky, more maple trees. Signs that we're getting closer.
We're looking for a northeast facing hillside. The way to find that is wake up in the morning and maybe around 9:30 or 10, look at where the sun hits, and that's a good spot to go and find ginseng. You want kind of a gently sloping, which as you can see is what we got here, and that'll help with drainage. They like to be well watered, but not soggy and not too dry. They're pretty persnickety, really. I like it just right.
By now, we've been out for an hour, which is about twice as long as Ethan thought it might take. And even though it's hot and muggy, honestly, the hike is pretty enjoyable.
Watch that. Yeah, talking to those old ginsengers, or sangers, going out singing, a lot of what they talk about is just the moments of spending time with, like, their grandfather or dad or whatever, and hiking in the woods, crawling under brush and stuff, just having fun.
But we came here to find ginseng, and it is not going well.
Man, I just feel like it's right here and I'm not seeing it.
This goes on for a while.
Let me check my GPS. I'm in these little pockets like this. It's good to kind of slow down a little bit and look for it. Nope. Close, but that kind of shape is what you're looking for. So much Virginia creeper, it gets my hopes up. I think it is left here, or actually, maybe right. Let's keep going that way. If I remember right, this patch will be on this side. Nope, tricked me.
But all this time on the trail is giving Ethan plenty of time to school me on ginseng. It's been cultivated for thousands of years for its medicinal benefits. Native Americans use the root to treat everything from headaches to infertility. High blood pressure? Take wild ginseng. Low blood pressure? Take wild ginseng. It's sometimes called a miracle plant, and that's because really it can be whatever you need it to be.
Almost like a cigarette. You might smoke it if you need it to get amped up. Might smoke it if you need to calm down, kind of get the same effect.
Right.
Or a different effect depending on what you want. Ginseng's kind of like that.
It's easy to see why it's so valuable. Ethan says the gnarlier the root, the better. Though it's nearly impossible to know how gnarly the root is from above ground. And in case you haven't put this together yet, it's nearly impossible to see, period. Even if you know what you're looking for. Which, thankfully, Ethan does.
There, God, right there. There it is. Look at that. We walked past it twice. That's it. That's ginseng. That's four prong. That's a huge one. Good grief. Walked right past it. Ha! Told you, right? Like, if it doesn't want to be seen, it won't. We slowed down. We chilled out, and then boom. There it is. I almost stepped on it. But so you can see, these are the prongs. And these are, this whole thing is the leaf, and that's a leaflet. And then there, it's flowering. Man, I was getting worried. I was like, if I don't show him this dang plant, he's gonna think I'm a joke.
The ginseng is no joke. It's a beautiful plant, and it was hiding in plain sight. It's also an endangered plant. So after all this, we leave it right where we found it and head back.
Steve Harouche of WPLN's This Is Nashville podcast, hiking for ginseng with plant scientist Ethan Swigert.